Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Yesterday on the show, we talked about songs inspired by the Titanic disaster, from reggae jams to camp songs to this crazy 1969 ballad called The Legend of the USS Titanic. Our listener Vic called in yesterday to suggest it to us, but he couldn't remember who sang it. And thanks to several of your later calls and comments, we learned that it's by this folk singer, Jamie Brockett. Well, we've got another interesting follow-up about music of the Titanic in a moment, but first joining me here in the studio is Abby Fentress Swanson. She's the editor of WNYC's culture site. Abby, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you, John.
So the centennial is on Sunday. You could apparently make a whole weekend of this, a Titanic weekend, if you so desired.
There is so much going on, and it makes sense because James Cameron's movie was just re-released in 3D last week. The creator of Downton Abbey, Julian Fellowes, has a new miniseries coming out, which is going to be on ABC this weekend. So we thought with all this stuff going on, why not make a cool map of things that people can do in New York City, places that have a connection to the Titanic right here in New York?
So that map is on the webpage. You can find it at wnyc.org/soundcheck and presumably on the culture page
Correct.
As well. So there are a lot of places in New York that have a direct connection to the Titanic.
Yeah. I mean, we have more than two dozen on our map. One of my favorites is the Jane Hotel, which is in Greenwich Village. Back in 1907-08, it was a sailor's home and institute. And as soon as the Titanic sank, or two or three days after it sank, they decided to do a memorial service for sailors, the sailors who were lost. And actually, the surviving sailors, the few that did survive, came to the Jane. And there was a service there with prayer and food. And I went there a month ago, and it was just fascinating to be in a place like this, talking about sailors, which you don't usually talk about in relation to the Titanic.
So is the Jane Hotel still a hotel?
It's still a hotel.
But not a sailor's.
But no longer a sailor's, okay. Sailor's hotel. But it's just an interesting part of the history of that place.
And what about Pier 54?
Yes. Just up the street is this huge iron archway. And it very faintly reads, there are letters that say White Star, Cunard. And White Star, of course, owned the Titanic. And Cunard owned the Carpathia, which is a ship that actually rescued the Titanic survivors. And so that is the entrance to Pier 54, and I've walked and ran by it many times, and it's just another cool thing that's right here in the city.
And when the Carpathia did, in fact, offload the survivors of the Titanic, that's where they...
That's exactly right.
That's where they went. So there are all kinds of musical events happening this weekend. All Hands on Deck, Remembering the Titanic, is a music exhibit up at the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts that's at Lincoln Center, and if you miss it this weekend, no big deal. It's up till August 31st, but perhaps the big music event here in New York this weekend is the English composer Gavin Bryars and his piece The Sinking of the Titanic, a work for large ensemble, some electronics, the actual voices of Titanic survivors kind of woven into the mix. It's being performed live on Sunday night, the centennial, at Le Poisson Rouge. An electroacoustic piece from the English composer Gavin Bryars, incorporating the actual recorded voices of Titanic survivors. The Sinking of the Titanic will be performed live in the round at Le Poisson Rouge in Greenwich Village on Sunday night, which is the 100th anniversary of the Titanic going down. Once again, Abby Fentress Swanson, who covers arts and culture for WNYC, is with me in the studio. And from the serious to the silly, What is Dinetanic?
Dinetanic is a group of foodies and wine aficionados who have gotten together, and they are serving a 7-course meal, which is inspired by the Last Supper on the Titanic in the First Class Cabin. So, you know, it has a modern 2012 take to it. So they'll be serving dishes like squab and watercress, which is pigeon and watercress, and consomme Olga, which is with a sturgeon bone marrow base. So that should be great. That's on Saturday. And they will have music as well. They have a DJ, an electronic band, and a cellist who will be performing like oceanic sounds and sampling songs from when the Titanic went down. So that'll be great on Saturday.
And if it's sold out. So
it's
sold out.
The recipe's on our website.
Okay. So again, check the webpage for a link to all of WNYC's Titanic Centennial coverage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. And Abby, before you go, the Drowned Ball is not this weekend.
Correct.
Next weekend, but related, right?
Yes. If you're not Titanic'd out by Sunday, there is a crazy Titanic theme party called the Drowned Ball, which basically this group has rented out 2 floors in a building in the Garment District, and upstairs is the first class, you know, grand ballroom, and they're going to have a chamber orchestra and waltzes all night, and you're encouraged to wear fancy Victorian wear. And the downstairs is for the steerage cabin, and they will have fiddles, banjos, guitars, and there will be an iceberg moment, like, right before midnight, so...
And this
is exciting.
This is next Saturday,
next
April
Saturday
21st,
yeah.
The Drowned Ball. All right. So.
Titanic fever, John.
Somebody has caught it big time, clearly.
Big time.
Abby Fentress-Swanson covers arts and culture for WNYC and is the editor of WNYC's culture site. And a quick update to something that we talked about briefly yesterday. We talked about these Titanic-themed songs, including a lot of them written by black musicians like Richard Rabbit Brown, Blind Willie Johnson, and this guy, Lead Belly. Now, in Lead Belly's song, The Titanic, he tells a fictional tale about the great African-American boxer Jack Johnson being denied entry to the ship. In the original Alan Lomax recording of this Lead Belly song, he sings, "Black man ought to jump for joy, never lost a girl or either a boy," referring to the fact that there were apparently no black people on the Titanic. Well, in fact, there was one black passenger on the ship, and he lost his life. His name was Joseph LaRoche. He was a Haitian-born engineer. He was traveling with his white French wife and children back to Haiti. He's believed to have been the only black passenger on the ship, and he died after saving the lives of his wife and young children. You can read more about his story on our webpage as well, wnyc.org/soundcheck.
Titanic was sinking down, they had them lifeboats around. Found the Titanic, found the well.
Still to come, a chance encounter led to a new collaboration between Malian guitarist Via Farka Touré and the Israeli pianist Idan Reichel. They'll join us for a live performance next on Soundcheck.
They had them lifeboats around, saving the women, children, letting the men go down.